you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you, and hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25. And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Friday, October 28th, 2022. Joining me in the studio are a number of great friends, and filling in for Pastor Jason Schiffo, who continues to recover from his eye surgery. I think he'll be back in 2 weeks. But filling in for him is my good friend, Pastor David Hayter, and I'll formally introduce him in just a second. But today's topic is the importance of encouragement, and I led off with that Hebrews verse because it really clearly says, and let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds, that encouragement of one another. Let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. So it's very biblical to be an encourager. And some of you have that gift of encouragement. So I hope you'll listen in and maybe exercise that gift in various ways today. But I chose Pastor David Hayter for a number of reasons. He's a good friend. He's a racquetball buddy. He has many similar interests. He has a passion for God and for God's word. He's relatively new to the area, just about 6 months. But we did learn he's getting a few nights sleep. I think some of you may have remembered when we had him on for a Testimony Tuesday. He was a brand new father. Well, he's been a father with his one daughter, but I think 6 weeks ago, how many weeks?
6 weeks. Yeah.
6 weeks ago.
September 12th.
He had another daughter. And today is a special day for someone in your family. I'll let you make that announcement. This is a radio debut birthday greeting to somebody. Whose birthday is it?
My wife's birthday, Joni. Her birthday is on the 28th. So we are celebrating this morning. Well, all day. Not just, you know, in the morning or afternoon.
But. Happy birthday, Joni. And we talked about different topics. David said, hey, I can present or share or facilitate a discussion on many things. And I said, well, what's one that really is close to your heart? And he said, well, let's talk about encouragement. So today's topic is the importance of encouragement.
Yeah, I was thinking about what to share and where God might be leading in this thought process. And as I was preaching a few weeks ago on running a race with endurance, I got to thinking about, as we run the race with endurance, you know, we reach these points of highs and lows, and how do you get through the lows? And I got to thinking about, you know, God surrounding us with people in the community and encouraging us, and how we too can be encouragers of others. And one thought came to mind, and this was shared with me years ago, is to remember that everybody is on a journey. Everybody is somewhere in their journey. Everybody's going through something, or has gone through something, or is going to go through something. And so when we think about that, it helps us to maybe remember to be encouraging and uplifting, and as you said, spurring on people to just continue moving forward one foot in front of the other. So I thought encouragement would be important.
Yeah, when you talked about everyone being on a journey, and I think Paul talks about it and others being on that race, and I think there's a statistic that, like when you run the marathon, there's certain points where you can get overwhelmed or your mind starts playing games, and they've learned to station people, I won't say fans, but people, maybe loved ones, somewhere along that race to encourage and cheer you on, and it makes all the difference. So
it's between mile 18 and mile 20. It's known as the wall. And yes, there's the section there. Actually, I mentioned that in my sermon. I was talking about, you know, having done two Ironman triathlons, which are 140.6 miles and take 13, 14 hours at a time. And just the number of times that you just really reach that point of not wanting to go any further, and the importance of hearing that great cloud of witnesses around you in those settings to cheer you on. And we are that great cloud of witnesses for people in this life. And so that encouragement is needed.
Yeah, I think on Wednesday's broadcast, I think it was David Jeremiah, he was talking about the importance of these three individuals that ran through the Sahara Desert. Did any of you hear that? Anyways, it was about three individuals, and it's like 4,000 miles, greater distance than the United States across. And they ran through the desert and all the struggles between the temperatures and just the heartache and nobody, the vast wastelands and the heat and all the elements. And if those three didn't do it together, they would have all broken down. But there was one at one point that would encourage the other two and vice versa. And they finally did make it. I think it took over 3 months. And they had to go over 40 miles of running every day. And I don't know all the specifics, but nobody had ever done it. But it was because of the encouragement or the encouraging word. He said, no matter what, you got to keep going. You got to keep going. And they thought at any point, if they would have stopped, they would have just given up. But they had each other to encourage and spur each other on. So with this topic, the importance of encouragement, what are the things, and this is for our studio guests, what are the things that most encourage you?
Men's choir.
Men's choir, singing with other men.
Especially with the men in here.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually listening to this radio station. This goes on when I get out of bed in the morning, and it stays on until I get back in it. And sometimes I put it on even in customer cars. Yes. And it's really a great blessing. Mm-hmm. You know, and there have been times, especially now with the pandemic and all the craziness, that you just need that word of encouragement. And Mark, I have to say thank you. It has been an incredible encouragement.
And that voice you just heard is Tad Jagish. He's been the voice of God, the voice of Satan. We were saying beforehand, he doesn't get typecast. He could be evil or wonderful. And so I'll appreciate that. And I know as you service many cars, including the radio fleet, our home vehicle and the radio station's vehicle, yeah, you have your radio on all the time. So I've heard of many beauticians and other people that have customers that come into their home or their business, and they'll have the radio on. There's a barber in Urbana that he always has it on, and he said his listeners will sometimes like, that's a Bible teaching. I'm getting my hair cut. And he goes, yep, that's great news radio. And so it's neat how God can use that as an encouragement to all of us. What about you, Elmer or Gail?
Well, I was going to say that what a wonderful thing it is to be an encourager of your wife, someone, a partner in life. I remember back before I was married, I was just by myself. And everything you do, it's just for yourself. But when you have a partner in life, you got someone that you could share with and someone that can encourage you to do something better.
I'm thinking, Pastor David, you've probably dealt with this before. What's that? The strand of three cords? Is that part of like your biblical counseling, the encouragement of bringing each one together?
Yeah, I think that's a really good, just a good example of the necessity of community, that God did not create us to journey alone. And even if you are single, you know, there are people in your life that God has brought into your life to do relationship and to be around you. I didn't know the story of running across the Sahara, and that is not on my bucket list. But yeah, I can't imagine trying to do something of that magnitude by myself. And then when you consider this life and the trials and the things that come and ups and downs and whatnot, and we try and do it by ourselves, you know, the importance of having people along with us so that they can hold us up and we can hold them up and encourage people.
Now, Ron, your disposition is always pretty cheerful and upbeat, and you like to kid a lot. Have people said that you seemingly are a great encouragement to them? You're kidding and fun, loving spirit.
I believe I have the ability to make people feel better. So that, I guess that does encourage people.
Yeah.
A little and humor once in a while never hurts.
And I said during our prayer time that just your attendance here is an encouragement to me. To see friends that carve out time, drive, you know, obviously spend money on the gas, the time to get over here, to participate is always not only a delight, but when you meet with like-minded people that have similar belief systems or even different belief systems, but will be used of God to refine you or expand your understanding of topics or different things, that's a great encouragement.
I always try to encourage other men to come join us on Monday evening.
Yes. Yeah. Alaric is what he's a one-man promotional machine. I don't think he ever goes anywhere without introducing himself and encouraging somebody to either come sing with the Singing Men or tune in the radio station. Sometimes he's out in the front here. And if you see somebody walking by, he says, come on in, come see the place. Or do you listen to the station or do you sing? So I think he's already hit up all you guys as far as come singing with us on Monday nights. Yes.
Yeah, and hearing what Ron said, it reminds me of a verse that's it's one of my life verses out of the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 29. And I know it in the NIV, but I love the way the NLT says it. It says, don't use any foul or abusive language, but let everything you say be good and helpful so that the words that you have are an encouragement to those who hear it. And so, you know, we think about when you look back to the book of Proverbs, you know, the tongue can be life or death, or, you know, it's a double-edged sword. A lot of times we think about the word individually, but we don't think about the periphery of who is hearing it. And when someone hears you being encouraged, be encouraging to one person, they too may, by periphery, be encouraged by that encouragement. We never know the ripple effect of the reach of our words. Mm-hmm. And so to just always be thinking about how is what I'm saying building up other people? How is what I'm saying being encouraging to people that may not just benefit them, but the people around as well? Or it may be, you know, a pay it forward type situation.
Yeah, I was thinking with Elmer's illustration about honoring his wife or building her up, or how as a couple they can build each other up. It does model as he maybe in front of others says something about Gail or what he appreciates about her. It models for all of us, not only what a healthy marriage would look like, but just that encouraging words. And you've done that. I think we both do it to each other. In fact, I was giving David a number of texts, Pastor David, a number of texts before this program just to get him laughing. And, you know, we do different graphics back and forth. Or what are those things called? Those images?
GIFs or GIFs, depending on how you say it.
And so anyways, we try to encourage each other because it is a tough life. Now, Pastor David, for somebody that's maybe driving to work, they're single or they're alone, or maybe they're discouraged, what would be a source of encouragement? Is it just recognizing God's love for them, or what would be maybe a couple steps they can take to recognize that they are valued and encouraged even during these dark times?
You know, I was actually single for quite a few years before Joni and I got married, so I understand that and kind of the discouragement that comes with it, and have been up and down in life. And I think you know, I was actually sharing with somebody the other day the idea of our intrinsic value. The writer of Ephesians in chapter 2, verse 10 says, you're God's masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus to do the good works that he prepared in advance for you to do. And you can go all through the Psalms and David, who lived the highest of highs and the lowest of lows, yet, you know, still praises God and shares the truth about God knitting him together and thinking about him more than the grains of sand on the earth and counting the number of hairs on his head and just how attentive God is to you in whatever situation you're in. And so just the encouragement that we have a God who created every fiber of our being and knows every struggle and every success we've had and is that loving father. I'm learning to be that attentive, loving father with my girls. But just knowing that there's a God out there that values you, and your value is not dictated by your situation. It's dictated by him who created you.
Can anyone think of a specific example where somebody was either used of God or spoke encouragement into you that made a difference?
I know a friend who took a copy of the 23rd Psalm. It was a book about the 23rd Psalm to work with her and just ask her workmates if they wanted to do a study on their lunch hour. What an encouragement that was.
I got a card from my church one time. Over the years, we've had various people come along and say, we need to do this like encouragement ministry where we're going to, if somebody hasn't come to church, we're going to send them a card. And I've been going to the same church for 30 years, almost never miss a week. And I told everybody I was going to be gone for a week for something. And they didn't know, they didn't hear about it. And they're just like, oh, something's wrong with Ted. And they sent me a card. And I wasn't really down. But when I opened this, I'm like, that is such an incredible encouragement and just energizes you that somebody else is thinking about you and is willing to just even take a couple minutes and do something as simple as send you a little card going, we're thinking about you and praying for you.
I think there's a number of our listeners that have that card ministry. You probably all know somebody that God puts it on their heart to get the stamps and the stationery or the cards. Some of them maybe are homemade and they send it out. That's a great encouragement to so many people that do that and have that gift. Is there any other examples? I was thinking my grandmother, I remember one time a long, long time ago, I think I was around 8 or 10, and she made it clear to everyone, that boy's going to go somewhere. You know, that was that I've thought back many, maybe hundreds of times that she boosted my morale at that point in life. And I've just thought, she always said, that boy's going to go somewhere. And I just thought, you know, that's been an encouragement many times. Do some of you get encouragement from reading God's Word? Can anyone testify to that?
I have gotten encouragement from this radio station many, many times. Mm-hmm. It was, I'm not saying accidental that I came upon it, because there's another Christian radio station in Champaign, too, that I had listened to. But this station has been on my radio since, I think, maybe second year you were out, you started. So, so much encouragement. And I encouraged others, by the way, because the job I had allowed me to have that station on when I registered people at the hospital. Mm.
And I think I recorded a radio announcement with you many years ago where a song came on, and it was a song you really liked, and then it was at church sung the next day or something, or vice versa. I can't remember. That's a fun.
Actually, it was three songs in a row that came on, and they sang the three songs. The praise and worship team, they had no clue. I don't think they even listened to this radio station.
Sure, sure.
But it was amazing. Yeah. What a blessing from God.
Yeah. I always have been telling people that one of the reasons I go to church on Sunday is to worship God. But the other thing is to evangelize the guy I'm sitting next to. Simply because I think we need the encouragement just to read and learn about who the Lord is and what he has for us.
Well, that goes along with the verse that we opened up with, let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing. I mean, God exhorts us that there's power in assembling in his name, and we witness to each other. Like you said, you, the person sitting to your right or left might not be a believer yet, or might be a super saint that's going to really encourage you as you hear them testify to God's goodness. So it's very important that we do spur each other on, but that we do meet and assemble.
Yeah, and I think kind of building on that, the passage that talks about where two or three are gathered, a lot of times we think only, and this kind of spills back to when I shared with the Ministry Leaders Network, a lot of times we think the only opportunity for God to really show up is on Sundays or Wednesdays or Sunday nights. But when you're gathered together, even here now, or you've got two or three and God's there and he's moving and he's working, and he may be using you when you don't even know it with telling a joke or being friendly to encourage somebody who may or may not yet know the saving grace of Jesus, or may not understand that, or maybe just going through a valley time like you talk about in Psalm 23. I love the passage because it says, you know, as I walk through the valley, it doesn't say into or get stuck there. It's, you know, I go through it. And sometimes we're the ones that are called to walk through it with people and to be that encourager through the Sahara with others. So
one thing you do, Pastor David, that's been interesting for me is you use the word love a lot. I love you, man. No, you don't even use it. Usually guys will say, I love you, man, because that's soften it, because we don't want to say I love you. But you have many times loved on me and encouraged me and said, I love you, man. No, you don't say I love you, man. You say I love you. And it's I won't say it's been hard, but it's been unusual for me to receive and accept that, because it's so foreign. Just many times we don't say we love each other, or we can encourage each other and we say nice things, or we'll say I love you, man. But I've just appreciated you really emphasizing the importance of loving on each other and caring for each other and being able to assist and help. And I think God has called us all to have different roles in loving on people and blessing them in various ways.
When we were all down and out in our homes, locked up, there was no encouragement going on. Mm. You know, we could see and hear our pastor on Zoom, but we couldn't encourage one another, you know, like we do when we're in person. Mm. And I think we lost a lot of things without that encouragement. Just seeing a person in church encourages. Mm-hmm. Oh, I haven't seen that person in a long time. They came to church. Hallelujah. And you might mention that to them, but you couldn't do that.
Yeah, I remember one of the churches we were attending at the time. They started meeting again, but you had to have certain places where you were mm-hmm. seated and so much distance, and no one was allowed to hug afterwards. Yeah. You couldn't do that. And I remember one time Holly and I looked at each other like, and we said, well, why go to church if we can't sit near people and we can't hug on them or get close to them? And it was just during that hard time where there was so much uncertainty and churches were trying to be careful, and I understand all that. But yeah, when you can't have that contact or that closeness, it really was discouraging.
I was going to say, to kind of reiterate everything today, like, if you're listening and you're down, like, know that there is a God who loves you, and there are people who love you. Mm-hmm. There are people all around you that love you, not in spite of your circumstances or what's going on, but just for who you are. But then also, you know, for those of us who are walking this faith journey or part of church, part of community, that are listening, ask God to use you as an encourager. Mm-hmm. Because when we are used by God to be an encourager, we get blessing out of that. And you mentioned saying, I love you. I don't take that lightly. Mm-hmm. That is something that God has burdened my heart to love people tangibly and to make sure that people know that they are loved, because I don't ever want anybody to feel like they're not. And so that's that whole birth of encouragement that just ripple effects everywhere.
Hmm.
I was going to say, when you're talking about love, I always like to emphasize it's God's love.
Hmm. Yeah.
Because that, unfortunately, that word is used a little bit in the wrong ways in this society.
And we can love because he first loved us.
Amen.
Well, when you said about reading the scripture to find encouragement, something I have found over the years, when you read things and the Bible says you, it's addressing somebody in first person, read that as if it's talking to you directly, because in a way it is.
Yeah.
But when you read it like that, you're like, wow, God is actually giving me a message directly from his word.
Amen.
And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as we see the day, capital D, approaching. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and a host of great friends, and Pastor David Hayter with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.